All right, we're back. This is the final segment of Who's Talking for...
Final segment of season seven.
Seven, Hobbo.
Hard to believe.
Show number 256 for you keeping score.
And not many are.
Nice, Hobbo.
At any rate, our next show, August 29th, it'll be here before, and we had just had Bronco Mendenhall on, so we'll be on the Monday before his inaugural game against the Richmond Spiders on September the 3rd. So,
can you believe he predicted 8 wins? I thought that was pretty bold of him.
I'll take it right now.
Hey, we're going bowling, baby.
Well, it was encouraging, I think.
He said optimistic.
Optimistic thing.
He didn't say cautiously optimistic. He said optimistic.
He likes the level of talent. He just doesn't feel like he has enough depth yet, which is understandable.
But I'm not surprised.
I'm sure he will build that, but...
Virginia has lacked depth in the offensive and defensive lines for years.
Well, that's what he's there to do, is to build the program in much the same way that Brian O'Connor has done for baseball and Tony Bennett has done for basketball. And as we said earlier, the guy that's really built the program is Brian Bolin.
Well, you know,
with the UVA tennis program.
No two ways about it. And everybody needs to mimic what Brian's done. I mean, holy cow.
Well, he's a great coach, obviously a great recruiter, too.
Quickly, I want to correct something that I said at the beginning of the show. It's actually Kevin Corrigan is the rumored replacement for Dom Starcia as the next UVA head lacrosse coach.
Which is interesting. You know, in a lot of sports, you don't go from one league school to another. In this case, Notre Dame's in the ACC now. And what the heck, there are only 5 ACC lacrosse schools.
Right.
So picking somebody from a small bucket.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, his dad still resides around Charlottesville. So, you know, Gene has a lot of sway. Maybe he made a phone call and said, listen, cough it up. My son's coming home.
He will forever be known to me as Coach Corrigan. So now we're going to have a real Coach Corrigan in Charlottesville.
Well, let's hope that all pans out the way we've heard. At the same time, in these final minutes of tonight's show, we want to applaud men's and women's golf teams. They both had terrific years. Men's golf finished number 22 in the nation. And Derek Bard... in singles, tied for 17th in the nation as an individual. Pretty impressive. Women's golf, they made the quarterfinals. Two of the females, I think Lauren Coghlan was named an All-American. I'm not sure if there was another one. Track and field is still going. I mean, track and field is going to last forever. But Virginia is sending a number of athletes out to Eugene, Oregon to compete, and that should be very exciting. The crew team under Kevin Sauer finished third in the nation, and they went into the competition ranked fourth, so they exceeded expectations, and the Varsity Four team won the national title again. I don't think the Eights had their best year, but they were still in the finals.
Well, it's been a good 7 years for us, and I thank you for all you've done to make this show possible. It's been fun. Having our relationship develop over these years. It's been a good time for UVA athletics, a lot of ACC and national championships. Tony Bennett has built the basketball program. I think we're all excited about what's going to happen in football now. So a lot to look forward to in season 8 of Who's Talking.
No two ways about it. And Hobbo alluded earlier that we would be back, knock on wood, on August 29th that afternoon. What time? We don't know. We'll be wrestling, I'm sure, with the Flying Squirrels schedule as well as other things.
That's right. August 29th is optimistic for me, for a guy who doesn't buy green bananas. You know
what I mean? let's take a moment, and we want to thank our sponsors. Ortho Virginia has been fantastic. And
from day one, I think.
Great, Scott. All the doctors there have been terrific to us. Jody Smith, being the ringleader there, but certainly Vince Dalton and Gordy Rawls, who just retired, and so many others there at Ortho Virginia have been great to us.
And we thank them for their on-air contribution during football season.
Absolutely. The injury report has been a very popular aspect to our program. LeClaire Ryan is one of our founding sponsors. They've been terrific to us. Fridays started with us years ago, then took a hiatus, then they came back, and we hope to expand their involvement this year.
Did a couple of remote broadcasts at their location last year, and we'll probably do that again this year at some point in time based on schedule.
And we want to thank Town Bank for stepping up when Franklin Federal was acquired. Town Bank was kind enough to keep us on board, and they even expanded their commitment this year.
Helped us with the ACC tournament this year, too.
I basically nagged them to death, but they thank God for
that's
those
believable.
Fine people. Hildrup Moving and Storage has been with us for a number of years now. Kelleher Heating and Air has been with us from the beginning. Virginia Athletics Foundation has been a founding sponsor, still with us. Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Bobby Call, has been fantastic. La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, one of our founding sponsors.
And don't forget the Sabre.
The Sabre! We will never forget the Sabre. Great contributors and a great media partner.
The two Chris's, Chris Wright and Chris Horn, have been terrific throughout.
Yes, and we also want to thank West Hampton Cleaners.
And most of all, we thank our listeners.
Yes, thank you all. We've had a lot of fun.
Go Hoos. We'll talk to you again in August.
Take care. Go Hoos.